Today's gospel reading comes from the 16th chapter of Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right. Now, mind you, this is bottom of the barrel, this joke, so... An elderly man goes to the dock. An elderly man, I'm still in my 40s. I'm not 50 yet. So this doesn't apply to me. Goes to the doctor for a physical. All his tests come back with normal results. "George, everything looks great," says the doctor. "How are you doing mentally and emotionally? Are you at peace with God?" "God and I are tight," old George smiles. "God knows I have poor eyesight, and he has fixed it so when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, poof, the light goes on. When I'm done, poof, the light goes off." "Wow, that's incredible," says the doctor, but something tells him to check further. So he phones Elsie, George's wife. He tells Elsie what George told him about the light going on. "Oh, that old poop," says Elsie. "He's peeing in the refrigerator again." Yeah. That's the bottom. It's the bottom. I want to tell you a story. A real story about resurrection. So when Beth and I lived in Aberdeen, I worked at a hospital there for a while as a chaplain. And sometimes I'm in the ER and all over the place. And so one day in the ER, we hear a call coming in of a man. And a man and his family had been at the beach at Ocean Shores and, you know, doing the fun things you can do at Ocean Shores and at a beach in his mid-30s. And he was having heart problems, heart issues. They called 911, and while en route to the hospital, he had a heart attack and died. And so they were trying to revive him and working on reviving him, and they brought him to the hospital that was about 10 minutes out. And so for the next 5 minutes, they're working on him. And for the next 10 minutes, you know, with the shock and the shots and all the things that ER people do. I mean, it's high adrenaline. ER people are amazing. You know, let's get this person to life. CPR is going on, and now we're into 15 minutes, and we're into 20 minutes, and nothing. No pulse, no brain activity, nothing. So it's 25 minutes, and the doctor says, "You know, I think we're going to have to call this." And so everybody dissipates and leaves, and the nurse is there and kind of cleaning things up and checks the pulse one last time. And she says, "I hear a pulse." And this was 27 minutes later, which is, I asked the doctor at the end, you know, "Have you ever seen anything like that?" And he'd been there for 17 years. He said, "I've never seen a person be revived that long, 27 minutes. So the pulse is going, and everybody rushes back in, and it's a whole new round, and they get him to start breathing, and his heart starts pumping, and there's brain activity again, and then he is bundled up, and he goes to Harborview. So here's a person who, I mean, I know, I saw with my own eyes this person gone, but then came back 27 minutes later. That's resurrection. And that scene, I think, kind of is similar to the scene at the tomb. The women go in expecting something. They expect to find a dead person, a dead Jesus. And this white-clad being says, he's not here. Go to Galilee. Go forward. Go to where it all started. Because that's where Jesus' ministry started, was in Galilee, where he showed us, his disciples, how to love, how to forgive, how to show mercy, how to show compassion. So what I want to offer you is a definition of resurrection. This is what I think resurrection is. Resurrection is hope beyond our last breath. We all know what hope is, right? You know what hope is. All of us, hopefully, have hoped for something. I hope that my team wins. That's a small version of hope. I hope I can live to see a grandchild. I hope that this illness will go away for myself or someone else. We can hope. We know what hope is. Resurrection is hope beyond our last breath. And hope is a thing that's future-oriented. It draws us into the next moment. When that person breathed his first breath again after being dead, there was a tremendous amount of hope in that ER. People rushed in, and he moved forward in the future. Resurrection is hope beyond our last breath. When I think of resurrection, I think of these ribbons that Pastor David Nelson created, these ribbons of color, and it reminds me of a rainbow. And the last time it rained, or a couple days ago when it rained, I saw a rainbow. And rainbow, I looked up the science, and I'm not a scientist, so sorry, I can't tell you exactly how rainbows work. This is how I know they work. You look at them, and you try, like I have since I first heard there was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You keep looking forward, and you're going, and just when you think you got it, it keeps moving, and it keeps moving, but it keeps you moving forward. That's what these resurrection rays of hope are. That's what the rainbow in the sky is. It's hope. It moves us forward. Into the future. This man gets transferred up to Harborview, and he lives for 3 additional days. Now imagine that. Imagine someone, you come to the ER, and this person you love and know has died, and then they're resurrected. And they're around for 3 more days. And in those 3 days, affairs can be put in order. Love can be expressed in ways that most people don't get an opportunity to. Again, hope becomes alive. So in your lives, when you come across the empty tomb, this is you. In the empty tomb. And you open it up, and it's empty. That's good news. Because this is resurrection. It's hope beyond our last breath. Jesus will meet us in Galilee. Jesus will meet us here right now. And Jesus will meet us tomorrow. That's resurrection. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.